In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on a Monday morning, it was a stress-free Sunday because the Eagles, you know, there was no game. They had already put one in the W column from Thursday night, and an 8-2 are in a great spot. Now, obviously, Detroit's looking really good. The Bills and the Chiefs are looking really good. I mean, it sets up for what could be a great January, and certainly one we think the Eagles will be in. So a lot to react to from yesterday. You can at 215-592-9494. Also, the holiday thing is kind of in the air. John, it's 9 days till we broadcast Turkey Bowl.
Kind of in the air, yeah. It's upon us.
It's upon us.
If you go to the mall, like I do.
It's cranking up.
You'll see that you've got the decorative reds and greens and everything else. Like, it is Santa time, baby.
Yeah, I know it is. And by the way, it's also Thanksgiving time next week. And the day before Thanksgiving on the Wednesday, we broadcast a game, Camden Catholic against Paul VI. It's Turkey Bowl 6. It's presented by Cheney University, Empowering Minds, Cultivating Leaders and Shaping Futures, and we look forward. I mean, John, we got to start
preparing.
This is preparing.
Unbelievable.
It's
right.
Preparation time.
It's coming up quickly, and the Wednesday night, it's even sooner than what we're accustomed
Correct.
To.
Correct. James, so, what do I do when I don't know number 23's number?
Smith.
Correct. See, Irving, here's the deal. Irving Fryer in the studio with us. I got two choices.
I'm intrigued. Wait a minute. I'm intrigued that John still goes to the mall.
Oh, he's got teenage daughters.
Time, Irving. Probably 3 times a week.
Really?
Oh, teenage.
Are you like one of the older people? You walk around the mall? You exercising?
I do walk.
He's got daughters.
Fast.
Yeah. He's got daughters.
Oh, okay. I have a 13 and 17-year-old daughter. So
okay, yeah, don't teach them online shopping. Don't teach that to them.
No.
Don't
teach that to them.
Yeah, we like getting our hands dirty. Okay. At the mall. Okay, we will invest in being there to peruse. Like, we like window shopping.
That is fun. The problem is John's a professional chauffeur.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Volleyball. And
I don't know the last time I've been to a mall, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I grew up going
the season.
To the mall.
I'm an Amazon guy.
Oh, well, that's dangerous.
I got a can opener off Amazon the other day, and it was so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a freaking can right opener.
I love getting packages at the front door.
It is
Me
fun.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun.
I love it's such packages. A treat. Yes. I call it secret mail. I sometimes will order something just, you know, to surprise myself because it is such, it's rewarding.
It's nice.
Wow. All right, let's get a lot of calls in this hour. Your reaction to yesterday. Seltzer, what was the biggest thing that stood out to you yesterday from Pro Football as it relates to the Birds?
I think it's, like, we've talked a lot about, like, Jalen versus the rest of the league. The thing that stuck out to me, and you've hit on it, you know, with the four teams kind of above everyone else, it was that feeling of watching football and saying, the Eagles can absolutely win the Super Bowl. Like, they are as good or better than every team I watched play football yesterday. The Lions are the only one that I watched, and I was like, wow, they're really impressive. And I absolutely think the Eagles can play with them.
I'll tell you this. Another thought that, to me, is a subset of that, the NFC is easier.
Without a doubt.
I look at a game like Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and I don't even take Pittsburgh that serious. I do take Baltimore serious. Like, I look at a team like Baltimore that's not in the top. They're not in the top two of the AFC. But if they were here, that's a brutal second-round matchup. Like if you have to face the Baltimore Ravens in a divisional round,
Baltimore's right there. I mean, the fact that
but they're better.
Yesterday. But Joe, they don't have a great defense.
Yeah, but
they don't. I mean, Pittsburgh won with what, five field goals?
But when you're
it's not
right,
like they're a juggernaut.
No, I hear you. But let me put it this way:
juggernaut is an offensive team.
Who's the next best team in the NFC behind the Eagles and Lions? Is it the Packers? That's
probably
who I would say.
Packers,
probably.
The Vikings. Vikings are,
can't take
Vikings
the Vikings
are more
serious.
Legit than anyone expects because Sam Darnold is actually he's been around long enough to learn.
But
the
here's
game
my
a
point.
Bit.
Wouldn't you rather face the Vikings than the Ravens?
Of yeah. course.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Lamar can go off at any time.
AFC is pretty hellacious.
The Ravens are hellacious. The Ravens are scary, and they've lost some close games. It feels like they've lost two close games. That's the feeling.
Well, how about the Bears losing close games? They've lost on a missed field goal and a Hail Mary.
Blocked field goal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Blocked, yeah.
yeah, but that's even
blocked
more.
Blocked field goal
yeah, yeah.
and a Hail Mary in
well,
the last 3 weeks.
Well, that's their coach's fault. Their coach
well, they should have gone
idiot.
For a couple more yards.
You know what I thought about yesterday while watching those games? To be a New York football fan... So you get Daniel Jones benched and Saquon's having a phenomenal year. Yeah. How about if you're a Jets fan? Aaron Rodgers is done.
Done.
Sam Darnold is swimming with the Vikings and Geno Smith, what he did to
That's
the 49ers
amazing.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hysterical.
And Mark Sanchez is calling your game.
Yeah.
All right, and Rex Ryan wants the job.
Yes.
And I wonder if Belichick would go there. That's another one. I mean,
he hates Woody Johnson. I know. Like, hates Woody Johnson.
I know.
A lot of people
I don't think
probably
he'd go there.
Do.
James,
yeah.
what if no one else hires him?
I you dismiss Jacksonville. There are rumors about Jacksonville that's out there now. Like, I don't think, I think Belichick will end up somewhere, but I don't think it's a lock. It's one of the two NFCs.
We'll see. All right, let's go to the phones.
He'll start a podcast like Gruden.
Well, so, look, I think Belichick's doing a nice job with the media stuff.
I think it's purposeful. Yeah. I think he's showing everyone, hey, I'm not this curmudgeonly old guy. Like, I'm fun. Yeah. I can be a good person to have in your building.
Irving, do you think Gruden gets back in the league?
I don't know, but I would like to see him back in the league.
You would?
Yes. He is, and I forget all the other stuff. Listen, I'm a person of mercy. I'm a person of grace. I'm a person who believes in getting another chance. Obviously, I've had my own challenges and issues where I've had to fight back, to bounce back. And whatever it is, I know that Gruden, I know who Gruden is, John Gruden, and I know how he has treated me and how our relationship is. So that's how I deal with him. As far as coaching, I believe the league is missing something if he is not coaching in the league because he's one of the greatest offensive minds I ever had an opportunity to play with, to connect with. When I first got here, we met, talking about injury. He said, you can't get hurt. You can't get hurt. And I didn't. I played all the games that he was here. But for him,
that's awesome.
For him to take me.
That means something.
Oh, it did. I never had a coach say that to me.
And you were older than him.
Yeah, I was older than him. I never had a coach. And I was like, what are you talking about, young boy? But I never had a coach address me. And we talked about this briefly when I was here the last time. When I was drafted, New England really didn't get an opportunity to learn the wide receiver position because I was a wingback. Really didn't have great coaching there. When I got to Miami, I learned from Duper and Marino and Shula how to actually be a wide receiver, the nuances, and how to be a wide receiver in Miami. Then I got here with John Gruden and the West Coast offense. He was able to play chess with me all the time, move me around, put me in positions where I was running routes off of linebackers, and just made the most out of my career here. I had two of my best years here and really didn't have a whole lot of help on the other side. I didn't have a Devontae Smith on the other side. I didn't have an A.J. Brown on the other side. I didn't have even a Jahan Dotson, a first-round draft choice, on the other side.
Well, I'd even go further. I mean, you didn't have, and I mean this is no disrespect to Rodney Pete or Ty Detmer, excuse me.
Ty Detmer.
You didn't have a great quarterback. No. You had an average at best quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that was John Gruden. And it all went downhill when John left. Yeah. And Musgrave had to take over. Or Dana Bible came in and took over.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, you said he
broke some of the conventions that you were accustomed to while coaching you. And it was the same for me. I'm forever indebted to John Gruden because he threw the ball to me. Like, that was the best thing I could do was catch. And he recognized that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't run with it. I couldn't do anything with it after I caught it. But if we needed a first down or something, short yardage goal line, he knew that I would catch it. And so he developed that part. Right. He actually threw me the football. And he would give me some leeway also. You know, he told me, like he told you, you can't get hurt. He told me you need to know the tailback's job too, because you're going to have to remind him what his protection rules are sometimes. You know, like sometimes it gets crazy. Just make sure you know and you remind him every play about the protection rules, stuff like that. And he also said, hey, if we don't have motion, if we don't have anything happening before the play, you can line up wherever you want. You could line up outside and motion in, just as long as you're where you need to be.
When the ball snaps.
Yeah. And that also includes, hey, if you want to kind of run over close to the numbers between plays, we know that'll mess with the other team's mind. So it was always one step ahead. Those little details really do matter. And I hope that we're crossing all those T's and dotting all those I's the way that John Gruden did, because I know that that makes a good football
team. Well, the Eagles' offense looks better than it did.
And
certainly.
He's such a great personality, man. Have you watched any of his podcasts?
Incredible
He's just a great. When he was on Monday Night Football, he did a phenomenal job on Monday Night Football. He told me, and no coach had ever told me this before either. When I was playing with the Eagles, he said, "Listen, when I call this play, you need to know I'm calling this play for you. I'm expecting you to make a play. When this play is called or that play is called, don't think that anybody else is getting the ball. I'm telling the quarterback to throw the ball to you."
Yeah. He gave you more ownership.
Yeah, nobody ever did that with me before.
And that means more. That play, you're going to make sure that play works.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Doug ever did that when Jalen Reagor was here. I don't think that was. Let's go to the phone. By the way, how about Aguilar watching him play again yesterday? He is still
a career, man.
He is still going.
Yes.
It's like year 10 or 11. It's incredible. All right, let's get to Ed in Roxborough. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Ed.
How's everything? I am always confused and perplexed by why people are so hard on Jalen and Nick. I mean, I often think that Jalen is kind of like the NFC's Josh Allen. You know, Josh Allen throws picks every now and again. Josh Allen can hold on to the ball a little long. I mean, obviously they had that coordinator issue last year, you know, and they weren't doing well. But everybody's like, oh, he's the number two quarterback in the AFC. He's the number two quarterback in the league. The same thing with Nick. Nick is over 500 every single season he's done here. You know who gripes about being over 500 every year? Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's like, oh, let's hold on to our head coach for 20 years. But everybody gives Nick a hard time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a lot of it does. I think the Sirianni personality thing is a big part of why people go after him so hard. I
mean, Tomlin doesn't rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, and people admire Tomlin.
Exactly. They respect. There's like a lot of respect.
And Ed, I think there's a lot to respect about Sirianni, but his personality, and here's the other aspect, his in-game decisions, which are unconventional, not for maybe this day and age, but what we were used to as Eagles fans, it's so different. It bothers people.
Part of what makes Mike Tomlin so great at coaching is he's magnetic. His personality is so
commanding.
Everyone respects that man. He walks into the room and heads turn. That does matter. The way he speaks. You know, the way he speaks in a press conference, I'm always like blown away. Like sometimes it's just so different. His way of thinking is so fresh. And that's different than our coach.
If Mike Tomlin was here, was doing the same thing, like 8-8 every other season, never really pulling the
strings? To be fair, Ed, he didn't have a quarterback for a few years there. And getting 8-8's not bad when, you know, I mean, Roethlisberger wasn't good probably since what, 2018? I mean, it's pretty impressive that he still didn't fall below 500 when he pretty much didn't have a quarterback for about 6 years.
And they do things differently in Pittsburgh. He's their third coach, right? Third coach or fourth.
I don't think it's the whole history, but they've had two
in the Super Bowl era.
They've had three
in the
since the start of Knoll.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I just think the only thing I'm seeing from Jalen that I really don't like is he holds onto the ball too long. But other than that, I mean, he makes plays. He gets it done. I feel like he doesn't get as much respect as he deserves when there's, you know, quarterbacks like Burrow and Herbert even last few years, to get all this praise and respect all the time.
People put too much into the big arm thing. And Herbert's a big, yeah, I know. Ed, give me a great answer. What was underwhelming? This is in honor of the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, which was very underwhelming. What else was underwhelming?
The Commanders.
Hung up, dude. Hung up,
that's pretty good.
Fair enough. The Commanders. You know, that quarterback was underwhelming the other day. He's going to have a big future, but Jaden Daniels was not good the other day.
You got to wonder how hurt he is. I didn't think he looked as dynamic as I expected. But
rookies have moments where they struggle.
We've got a good defense.
Yeah.
We've got a smart coordinator. Right. He's a rookie. You can get inside a rookie's mind, show him some new ideas. And
sure.
Look, we got in his head a little bit. That was great to see.
And we took his number one target away.
Yes.
Terry.
That was big. And that was Quinyon and that was Slay. I mean, they did a great job out there.
How good is Jalen Carter?
Here's how good Quinyon is. Was it Terry McLaurin played? This is his sixth year, so he played 5 years prior to this. So he played the Eagles 10 times. In those 10 games, he had good games: 58 catches, 847 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That's what Terry McLaurin had. You know how many catches he had the other day, Thursday? He had one catch.
Wow.
2 targets, 1 catch. They like to line him up on the left side. He had no catches on the left side. He got that one catch on the right side against Cooper DeJean.
Well, you played with a young Bobby Taylor, and I remember he had that kind of effect on Michael Irvin in the mid-90s. And you would play against Bobby T in practice. I mean, another quality rookie, and I think this guy's even better.
Right. Well, I think he's much better than Bobby. This is no slight on Bobby. You know, when I would train for the season, you always want to go into the season having a good training camp. And so I would always train, because I'm going against them every day, prepared to go against the defensive backs I would face every day in training camp. Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor. Troy was better than Bobby.
Sure.
Troy.
Bobby would hit you. Bobby would hit me.
For me,
I
was quicker than Bobby. He was taller and lankier than me, so I didn't have a problem.
He was gigantic.
Getting around Bobby and beating Bobby because he didn't move as quick as he needed to stay with me. Now, Troy was a different animal. That was he was the same size as me, could run just as fast as me, and he knew me as a player. So for me, yes, Bobby was very effective when it came to other receivers. But for me, Bobby wasn't necessarily a problem.
Sure.
I had to prepare for Troy every day training camp if I was going to have a good training
camp. And Bobby was younger at that stage. I think he got better.
Yes.
So, you know, sure and Irving and Fryer in studio with us here. Irving, one thing about that era that's always struck me as, I don't know what the word is, strange or something. So it just feels like that era, the Ray Rhodes, you know, time, it's almost forgotten.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it feels like nothing ties it together. Like, here's my I enjoyed those teams. You guys went 10-6. Well, before you got there, 10-6, the playoff win. Then the year you got there, 10-6, lost to the 49ers. Then a season where things fell apart, but you were still good. Then a season that really fell apart. All right.
And I was part of the problem that year.
You were 98 year old. I mean, it is what it is.
What do you mean? I wasn't that old.
Irving, you were dominant.
You were dominant in 96 and 97.
Can I tell you what happened?
Please tell me.
There were several things, and I'm not making excuses. Listen, listeners, I am not making excuses.
Dana Bible?
Dana Bible.
66 and 67 booster. Did he talk about that ad nauseum?
Dana Bible, yes, was a part of the problem. And again, Musgrave came in about halfway through the season and started as the offensive coordinator. He had never done it before. But that wasn't my major issue. My major issue was the second game of the season. I broke my big toe on my left foot, and I played the rest of the season with a broken big toe. The sesamoid bone underneath, that's right where that cleat is. That's right where your toe and your foot connect. There was a bone there that was broken. Now, I was misdiagnosed by the Eagles. I didn't know it at the time. They told me I had turf toe. So every week, I was getting shot up in that toe from the second game all the way through the season.
Wow.
And as an older player, as a receiver, you need your big toe. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say anything to anybody. It was a struggle. It really was a struggle. But I played that season. And I thought to myself, well, if I go out with this injury, I'm going to be out. No, I can't tell. I don't know how long. I know Deion Sanders that year had a big toe issue, and he he was out the whole season. I was older. When guys like me who are older, when they get hurt, they want to put you out the pasture. And I wasn't ready for that yet. Mm-hmm. So I played the whole season with that broken toe, and it was absolutely excruciating.
Wow.
And I probably should have sat my behind down because I think I hurt myself and I hurt the team because I wasn't playing. We were all bad.
I know.
But I wasn't doing anything to help the matter any.
That's fascinating. No, it is. I remember that game.
I have way more respect. I broke my toe this summer, and I could barely walk for 3 weeks. Yeah. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how you put a cleat on and ran. I don't know how you did it.
It was absolutely
vicious.
The worst.
Hey, Seltzer, remind me for the next 25 years of sports radio, my career, that I don't say Irving Fryer was washed up in 98. I just say
he was hurt.
He had an injury.
He had a broken toe.
And no one knew it. Right? No more washed up. Andy in Deptford. Andy, good morning.
Yo, morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, Andy.
Hey, big shout out, Irving, man. RV legend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I'm from Willenboro. You know, we was kind of cross town rivals. I think you have some family in Somerset, too, my boy Quentin.
That's my cousin.
RV legend, though. Franco Harris, Irvin Fryer, Lonzo Spellman. I got a chance to play against Terrence Howard. Remember him?
Yes, Terrence Howard.
Yeah, he was a dog.
Terrence Howard, the actor?
No, man.
Okay, well, I don't know. I heard Terrence Howard. What do I know?
Good guess, Joe.
Isn't he from around here?
He didn't play, did he play sports?
I don't know, but I think Terrence Howard is from this area. So
I didn't know that.
Think he is.
He's an actor.
I'll look it up.
Nah, man. Well, we're talking about the football player.
What do I know?
You know what I'm saying? And then I used to always go to your dad's laundromat. I used to work right down the street from there back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He used to always have a picture of you up. Mike Rozier, another Jersey legend from Camden.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Trent Troy, another Jersey legend.
Uh-huh.
But before I get to the Eagles, I want to ask the panel. You know, we had the greatest quarterback class all time, 83, Kelly, Marino, Elway. You think this 2020 class could be a little bit better all time with Hurts, Tua, Burrow, Love? Am I missing somebody?
No.
Hurts, no? Tua, Burrow, Herbert.
Hurts, Tua, Herbert.
I mean, it's good, but it's
I don't know, man. You said it convincingly. How about, what do you think, Irvin? What do you think about that?
I don't think that you can necessarily compare the two eras of time, the two dispensations of time, because football was different back then than it is today. The quarterbacks have a different mindset today than Dan Marino and Jim Kelly and those cats back during that time in the 80s. And 90s, their mentality standing in the pocket, getting rid of the ball, and then getting bounced on their head without a penalty taking place was totally different. There was,
without a doubt.
You can impose your will on a player back during that time and era than you can now. You can't really impose your will and intimidate an opponent without getting a penalty. You can't breathe on them. Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be good bar talk. You know, I mean, I think it'd be a good debate.
Well, it's a good group, and now, they got a long way to still play here, these guys.
As far as with the Eagles go, I mean, this team gets so discredited from a bunch of people like you, Joe DeCameron, the coach and the quarterback. I mean, you look at this coach, since he gets no credit. I mean, since this bye week, right? The offense evolved to more of a running offense, not as much of a passing game. Since he's been the coach, they've always been in the playoffs. The quarterback, since he's been in the league, only one other quarterback has more wins than this guy. And all you'd love to do is throw shade on him, what he can't do, this, that, and the third. Let's talk about what he can do. Win games, command the offense. You know, everybody wants to just throw shade with him. I just don't get it. He's 42-19 as a starter. I'll
well, it's very no, it's very impressive. I mean, look, Andy, I think you know, listening to the show, part of my frustration has been how they've arrived at some of these wins, and it's a credit to Saquon that he's been so great. But I do think Saquon has bailed out the offense at times.
Come on, man! It's a credit to the quarterback.
The quarterback deserves. No, listen, Hurts
every play of the game.
Hurts deserves.
A credit to the, stop trying to throw shade on
well,
him.
Well, you were asking me. You essentially asked. I don't understand how you arrive at it. So I was trying to answer your question, but okay.
But do you now perceive the first half of the season differently? Do you now perceive Jalen Hurts's performance in a different light than you did prior to watching those games yesterday?
A little bit. Yeah, a little
bit. You watched good established quarterbacks like Russell Wilson throw interceptions in the end zone.
Well, I don't think he's any good.
All right, but guys who've been around,
yes,
he knows better.
Make mistakes.
He should know better. Yeah, he should. Andy, well, yes, I'll give you a yes. Andy, give me a quick answer here. What was underwhelming?
All right, underwhelming. Can I make one more Jalen point?
No. What was underwhelming? You got to move. I'd rather hear Urban Fryer talk about anything he wants to talk about than what you got. What's underwhelming?
All right. Well, here's the deal. Something completely underwhelming, right? One of the greatest shows all time. But what about the end of Sopranos?
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer. Really so good Irving answer, had something actually ready to go, and I wanted to get his answer. So, Irving,
no,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask.
By the way, Irving, you know what I do there.
Hammer!
Sometimes
hammer!
I got to. You know what I mean? You know, like he wants to make another point.
Can't wait
for Irving's next point. So get out of here, Andy.
No, I was all just right going to ask the question: where do you think this team would be without Saquon Barkley?
5-5.
Yeah, maybe. They would not be as good. That's for sure.
I agree.
The run game. If he's part of what is reinforcing this commitment to the run,
he's
then
all of what's
all right.
He's all of it.
Yeah,
he's all of it.
That's the key. He is the keystone to this offensive juggernaut.
He's
that
unbelievable.
That we represent right
he
now.
Is
one of the things that I've noticed with Jalen, and Jalen is managing games now. He's not necessarily they're not asking him to be the one to go out and be the superstar, the one to go out and be the game, blow the game wide open, mm-hmm. use his talents, mm-hmm. just manage the game. You got enough talent around you to do that, and he does with the addition of Saquon Barkley for sure. But one of the things that I see with Jalen is in his throwing is that he lacks the ability to throw the ball in tight spots when you need to have zip on the ball, when you need to throw the ball on a rope. Perfect example, the Diggs interception with Dallas. I think the week before, Cincinnati was 4th-and-3, and he was trying to throw the ball to A.J. Brown crossing the field, and the ball
Looked like the Mahomes interception yesterday at the end of the game, didn't it?
It needed to have
almost exactly.
It needed to have zip on the ball, and I think he lacked, because he almost, when you watch his motion, he almost kind of winds up a little bit. He throws a great deep ball.
He does.
Throws a slant.
Boy,
throws
he does.
A slant good.
Yeah.
Those short passes, because he's only throwing the ball about 12 yards, you know, from where he's standing to where he's got where the ball's got to get to. But when he's when the receiver's 15 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field, and you got to throw that ball on a line, because the moment of separation only lasts for a second. And you got to get that ball in that hole, in that space, right now.
He's got to get better at anticipating, too. And I think he'll get better at anticipating when he knows the route combinations better within this offense. So I do think that can be helped. It can be worked on. It can be grown.
Yes.
But it is.
But he's lacking in that area right now.
Yeah.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.